Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Remedy.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So
yeah,
let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday. Nope, I'm sorry. I'm a dead head. Thursday. I feel like Friday for me. Thursday, June the 29th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got another cookie-blowing introduction for you. This is going to be the fourth series that I'll be doing this year. So, this stuff is just coming down, and as I'm getting it, I'm writing it down. I decided to take the reins off. I decided not to play small anymore. I decided to be authentic. I decided to be real, try to be transparent. I don't give a flying beep when nobody thinks about me anymore. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I don't want to kiss nobody's ring finger. I'm not interested in being a part of nobody's group. I'm not cowering down. I'm not trying to be more than I should be. I don't think more highly of myself than I ought to think. I am simply being me. This is me. So I decided that, you know what, All this stuff I talk about, I tell people, hey, man, if you guys know what I know, you wouldn't be my friend. I'm going to test the theory. I'm going to tell y'all what I know. And by the end of the year, I'm going to see if you're still my friend. So, hey, let's get it popping. So, my brothers and my sisters, after we do the blood series, which we're getting ready to pop off tomorrow, so please, if you have not already paid, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation, $150, whatever it is. I forgot. Just make that donation again at the website. If you've got any questions, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. After the Blood God series, because that's going to lay the foundation. In this Blood God series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that the life of the flesh is in the blood. This is what is called liquid life. Excuse me. So by the removal of the blood is the removal of the life. So we need to understand that that's a lower level entity. That's a low vibration. We got to start. I mean, first of all, you got to know that this is you're on a team. So that means you need a uniform. You're in a game. You need to understand how to play the game. So this is where we're starting with the blood stuff. This the blood. You're not even up to bat yet. You're still in the dugout. So we're starting off. On not even on first base. So I'm going with the basics. I'm trying to expose and expand it to you, brothers and sisters, that there's different teams. Everybody's not on the same team. Now, there are some people, and I really shouldn't say people, but there are people who really don't understand that statement. So that's why I'm doing the Blood God series, and that's why before we even talk about today's show, which is you ain't confused because you just confused. I asked the Father, why am I lost? Why am I in the dark? Why am I stupid? And so the Father said, Genesis 3:24. That's why you're stupid. I remember 2 Thessalonians New Testament says, if you do not have this, God himself will send you a delusion. It's not by happenstance that you're in the dark. You are in the dark because you don't understand the occult significance of the blood. So we got to start there because flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And if you don't know why flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God, that's a code. That's a phraseology. That is a esoteric meaning. So I got to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you why flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Because if you don't understand that, then you're trying to understand spiritual stuff with a fleshly mindset. That dog don't hunt. Now, the scripture says that this is a mystery. I mean, this is crazy. I was like, hold up, time out, God. So you mean to tell me I'm stupid on purpose? And pretty much, yeah. First of all, you don't have the love of truth. You got the love of money. You got the love of women. You got the love of cars. You got the love of getting your hair done. You got the love of getting your nails done. You love something more than you love truth, brother. You love something more than you love truth, sister. Otherwise, you would not be listening to this show. Neither would I be giving this show. So something happened in the garden that caused you to be forever excommunicated from your connection, your silver cord. Your silver spoon, you were the Silver Surfer. Remember that movie, The Silver Surfer, with the Fantastic Four? Fantastic Four, add one more, you get five. Fifth Element. Remember the movie, The Fifth Element? We've got four platonic solids, but really that's five. Four letters in the name of God, but really that's five. We got four letters in the DNA, but really that's five. We got four gospels, but really that's five. Why is five? Why are you not standing on your square, homie? Because you think that's four checkers, but there's five. But where did all of this start from? It all started with the misunderstanding that this is a mist story. This is a water story. Mist means water. So this story goes something like this. It says that we shall not all sleep. We are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last Donald Trump, at the last Trump, at the last trumpet, at the last sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible. It didn't say we're going to be changed. It says, for corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, then this mortal shall have put on immortality, or put off immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. Let me say that again. The sting of death is sin. Death and sin are the same thing. So sin is not what you do. Sin is the fact that you die. Don't tell nobody I told you that, though. Sin is ain't got shizness to do with your behavior. Sin has to do with that you got telomeres in your DNA. Get them out. How can you get them out? Well, you can't get them out. That's why you got sin. So what I talk about is the removal of telomeres. Not that I don't deal with behavior. Behavior is a non-issue. You want to change behavior, just change the way you think. That's easy money. But removing telomeres, oh yeah, that's a different that's a different thing. See, the sting of death is sin. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is in the law. So you die because you keeping laws. Hold up, time out. I thought we supposed to keep laws. What happened in Genesis? Does anybody want to cookies blown? Man, I'm excited because the Blood God series is child's play, but you gotta start off there because otherwise you don't understand that, then you can't hunt because you ain't got no weapon. Then after the Blood God, you gotta break down, we gotta do the next series that deals with the Carbon 7. Because see, if you don't understand how Carbon 7 is your friend, but then it's a friend, it's like Samson. Now everybody, please do this. Please, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you can do this, you're going to curl your toes. Samson took a jawbone of a donkey. He slew 1,000 Philistines. He dropped the jawbone. The next verse says he dropped the jawbone. Carbon 7 going to make you an awesome dude and an awesome dudette. You're going to see things. You're going to get stuff downloaded into your spirit. You're going to be talking like me. You're going to be talking fast. You ain't going to sleep. You're going to have unlimited energy. You're going to feel like, man, like you and God are one. You're going to be seeing shadow people, and you ain't going to be afraid. Somebody going to say stuff to you. Somebody going to try to hurt you, going to try to harm you. You're going to love them. Then after you do all that stuff, drop Carbon 7. Now, I know this is going to be hard because you're going to like it. It's going to be so good, but you see, there's something better called plasma, the fifth element. So then we're going to break down the fifth element. After we break down blood and carbon, we're going to talk about the fifth element. We're going to talk about plasma physics. We're going to talk about your etheric being. Talk about being one with the Father. We're going to talk about how you vibrate in the spirit realm, homie, 24/7, 365, while you're in the flesh. And then I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you the deception that took place in Eden. The deception that took place in Eden goes something like this. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. This is inside your body. Something to do with your brain. So to till the ground from whence he was taken. So He told him, you got to go, and you got to go till something that you was taken from. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east. Why come it wasn't at the west? Why was it at the east? What is the upwards of expanse? What's in the east part of the brain? I did the show already. Y'all remember? So he placed something at the east of the Garden of Eden, a cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every which way to keep the way of the tree of life. Hold up, time out. Now, Yahushua came that we may have life. Now, I don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I never go with option A and option B. I always go with option C. But option C, you can't get to. Why? There's a dude or a dudette. There's a cherubim that got a sword that is not allowing you to get to the option C. That's why you've never chose option C. That's why option C ain't on the table, because you can't even freaking see it. It's not even inside your consciousness. It's not inside your brain, homie. So I'm telling you to do something that you can't do. This whole past year, I've been telling you, Everybody that's part of the Clarinomics Club, I've been telling you to go down and find your unconscious life, your unconscious pattern. Hold up, time out. Come on, Doc. How the hell am I going to be conscious of something that I'm unconscious of, bro? How can I see something that's freaking invisible? Well, you got to tune in. You got to pick up the vibe. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it, but you can vibe it. So, brothers and sisters, I need you to understand and go with me, because see, where I'm going, it don't exist on this freaking planet. And I'm humbly, respectfully suggesting that this series that deals with the deception that started in Eden, I'm going to break down the flaming sword. And then the only way for you to come out of darkness into the marvelous light is for you to understand. When I ask the Father, okay, Father, something is not right. Because, see, when you're for real, most people have never been for real. Therefore, they cannot go to the Father and make statements like this. I was for real. When I got saved, I believed it. I believed it so much so that I was a freaking idiot. If the dude said eat poop, I would have ate it. That's how stupid I was. See, they don't make them most stupid. But again, the Bible says that God watches out for fools and widows. So I ain't no widow. You know what category I fall into. So thankfully, there's this thing called grace and mercy. See, when I got saved, man, I don't know what happened. I cannot find words in the English language to describe it, because when I see people in church now that they say that they're saved, they're not saved. They don't do what I did. They don't carry their Bible around with them 24/7. They ain't got no scriptures at their job pasted up on the wall. They don't talk Christianese to their supervisor. And the supervisor come over and say, hey, how you doing? Praise God. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior? Do you know if you die right now, do you know where you would spend eternity? I'm just coming over actually about the report that I gave you. Did you see the email? But do you know that if you die right now, excuse me, can you step into the office for a minute? See, that was me. I got called into an office by a full bird colonel when I was in the Marine Corps. They told me, Sarge, we love you, dog. We appreciate you. You're a great Marine. But I don't know this that stuff that you got on the wall. I told that colonel, look, you got Spuds, McKenzie's, and Bud Light, and naked women on your wall, so I'm going to put crosses and scriptures on my wall. And the colonel, he just started laughing. He like, Sarge, you know, I appreciate your zeal. I think that's great. The fact that you found, you know, what you find? Religion? Whatever you got? That is awesome. But you're a Marine, dude. If we want you to put something on the wall, we'll freaking issue it to you. Take that shit off the wall. I told Colonel, I'm sorry, I cannot take that off the wall, sir. I was getting ready to get freaking court-martialed because I want to put scriptures on the freaking wall. I don't know if y'all know. They don't make. I bought a brand new car off the showroom floor, and I put a big-ass sticker on that saying, Jesus Saves, riding around San Antonio like an idiot. So I see people that are saved now, that's play saved. I ain't met a saved person that got saved like I got saved. So I don't know what I see. I drunk from a different cup. I don't know what everybody else drunk from. Like I said, I haven't met nobody yet. I haven't met a religious zealot. That was a dude, this other dude, me and him was both religious. His name was Elder. I won't say his name. We used to go on the east side of San Antonio. That's a Martin Luther King statue. We used to go out there with our bullhorn, stand in the corner in the heat of the day, yelling at cars as they drove by, preaching the word of God. They call it street preaching. Now that I got a brain and it works, I'm trying to think, like, how effective is that? See, people are driving by, they got their windows up, they're talking to their family, you got a bullhorn screaming and yelling, and you out there sweating like a madman. You look a little crazy, bro. Don't get it wrong. I'm talking about the deception that started in Eden. This is a series that's going to tell you why you do what you do, why religious fools do. Why really? See, now, you cannot talk about a religious fool unless you've been a religious fool. So I asked the Father, you know, it's like, and as I was telling the group, man, I thank God that I had a lot of problems because now I got a lot of money. Like I said before, and I'm going to talk about this tonight in private with my Clarinomics group. Nobody in the Clarinomics group got a money problem. Everybody in the Clarinomics group that I know, that if I did your Dear Canary report, I read it, you're a multimillionaire. The only reason that you ain't got no money is you think your money's out there. You don't understand that your money, you left it back there. Your money is, your cash is in your past. And like in the story about the story of Acres of Diamonds, you know, man, you have to go to Google and type it in, Acres of Diamonds. Listen to it, about 5 minutes. I remember the first time I heard the Acres of Diamonds story, I said, man, that fool's an idiot. I didn't know that story was about me. So like the first time I read Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, and then also Genesis chapter 3, verse 23 through 24. First time I read those scriptures, I didn't know. I thought they was like, oh, man, that's great. You know, the angels is blocking people from coming into, because something happened before that. And God said if they eat from the tree, they're going to be gods. But they're going to be stupid gods. So I got to regene them before they eat of the tree. Otherwise, they'll be like me. You'll be a religious zealot. You'll be, you know, they'll be reading about you in the paper. Instead of Jim Jones, it'll be Will Rogers. Instead of David Koresh, you know, it'd be me. I would have been up in Waco. If it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God, y'all would be reading about me in the newspaper right now, guaranteed. That's how lost I was. That's how the deception. And I shouldn't be surprised because my mama did the exact same thing. It's crazy because, you know, I talk about my mama bad. Like, man, how you let somebody beat your kids? Now my kids are grown and stuff. They come back, they tell me, say, yeah, Dad, that private school that you was paying for us, $300, they used to beat us. So hold up, time out. You mean to tell me I was paying somebody $300 a month to beat y'all? Yeah, we didn't learn shizness. They just put us down in a chair. They put on a damn Rebecca video, and they was in the conference room laughing, drinking coffee. The reverend was choir director. Everybody was freaking sex orgies going on, and I'm paying $300? What the? See, I don't know if y'all understand the depth of my disdain. So when people listening to me, they're like, damn, that dude is wound tight. Hell yeah, I'm wound tight, bruh. And I'm getting tighter. So I need you to understand where I'm coming from. Because, see, I'm not talking about shizness that I read out of no damn book. My deception was real. I don't know how I got out. So I asked the father, okay, how did I get in? And how did I got out? He said, well, actually, you know, your mama was a little crazy. So you know the apple don't fall too far from the tree. That's why your country behind was crazy. Emphasis on the word was. Unless you talk to my wife, she probably think I'm still crazy. That's another study for another time. Started in Eden. And I need to tell you what that deception is, because guess what? Some of y'all still got that flaming sword. Yeah. See, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom, bro. But what does that mean? Because Yahushua said in John 3:5, it says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water, as them old country preachers say. Now, last time I checked, there is no D in the word water. However, if you go to them old Baptist churches, there's a D in wada. Unless you be born of the water and of the spirit, there's no flesh and blood in that, homie. Unless you're born of the water and of the spirit, plasma physics, brother. If you're not dealing with, again, the metaphysics of water and the metaphysics of plasma, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I don't know where you're going. I don't know who you're worshiping. I don't know what you're doing. But you're not doing it with the big G, because you don't understand the metaphysics of high door. And you don't understand the metaphysics of plasma, which we call spirit. It says he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Did you know that there are some people that are born of the flesh? And then there are some people that are born of the spirit. Did y'all know that? Remember the story of Esau and Jacob? Esau loved, Jacob I hated. One was born to the slave. The other one was born to the free woman. Now, that's another study for another time. But I need you to understand, because, see, the old man is dominated by the flesh. The old man, in fact, cannot even do. Even if you want to do, the old man cannot do. See, nobody taught me that. I didn't understand. So I need to make sure, because maybe you don't understand. Understand what, Brother Will? Okay, let's go. Let's break this down. In this series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify why the skull and crossbones have their number as 322. So all members of this secret society, they know what I'm going to share in this series. So I'm going to share, if you was to become an initiate and go to Harvard or Yale or some Ivy League school, where all the Bushes and Cheneys and all the Rockefellers and all of those, you know, are usually Caucasoid type hang out. This is what it means. Genesis 3:22. And the Lord God, not God, not the Lord, but the Lord God. That's another study for another time. So the Lord God said, now if you read Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, you know what I'm talking about. Because the Lord God didn't show up until Genesis 3. So we got Genesis 1, that's one Elohim. You got Genesis 2, that's another Elohim. Now we got Genesis 3, we got another Elohim. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. So the man, he didn't become Genesis 1 Elohim. The man did not become Genesis 2 Elohim. But the man became Genesis 3 Elohim. So you need to know what that means, brother. You need to know what that means, sister, because skull and crossbones, them secret society, knuckleheads, they know what it means. That's why they got money and you don't. Now, I've gotten at least 50 emails over the past 2 weeks. And all the emails are the same. Brother Will, we love you, dog. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread. We want to be a part of your program, man. But we ain't got no money. So this morning, I was like, hold up, what's going on? How come nobody ain't got no money? Now, I've already wrote the book and did the show, Why Christians Can't Have Money. It's a cognitive dissonance. So if you don't have that show, if you're a Christian and you ain't got no money, you need to listen to this show that I did a couple of years ago that explains to you why. Or if you're a believer, or if you got most people that are Christians, they think they're not Christians, but they are Christians because they think like Christians. So Christians believe that, you know, God, that their blessing is coming. So if you believe that your blessing is coming, and you believe you can sit at home and watch TV and eat Captain Crunch cereal on Saturdays, you know, play video games all day, go to the club, party, do the 3 L's, but go to church on Sunday. But you do the 3 L's or the other 6 days, then you're not going to have no money. If you believe visualization and mantras and all the stuff I'm talking about is of the devil, and the zodiac is of the devil, and numerology of the devil, you're a Christian. Now, you may not be saying that, but you are a dwarf idiot. You are, again, I'm not saying that. Your Bible, Titus 3, says that. So don't be mad at me if you call yourself a dwarf idiot. That's not my, Titus 3 says it. It's in your Bible. That's what the word Christian means. So if you are one of those types of individuals, by universal law, you can't have real money. I like cretins who tell me that. I got money, man. You don't understand, brother. Man, you one check away from homelessness. You're like everybody else. But why? Genesis 3:22. The Lord God said, behold, a man has become one of us to know good and evil. You know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. So God said, hold up. I don't want cretins to live forever. We got to put telomeres in their DNA. So if you know the difference between good and evil, you're a good cretin. God says, we don't want none of them on the planet. We don't need no more of those out there. There's enough of Lord God's already out here. There's enough people who walk around and use immorality and they don't understand causality. Cretans don't got money because they got morality, but they ain't got no causality. They don't have a clue what the hell causes morality. They don't know what causes a person to be good. They don't know what causes a person to be bad, but they can tell you that you're good or bad. The Lord God said, we don't want them suckers on the planet, so we're going to put something to prevent them from living. It's called sin. Not iniquity. So church preaches sin, and I need to tell you why. See, you don't know the difference right now between sin and iniquity. You don't know why you can't be moral. You don't know why you can't be a moral man or a moral woman. You think morality is good. So that is the only reason you ain't got no money. That's the only reason I didn't have no money. because ruthless men retain money. Ruthless men retain wealth. You ain't ruthless, homie. You are now I lay me down the street, down the sleep creeter. You ain't got no cojones. I ain't have none either. That's why I'm doing the show. But I guess what? I'm getting some. Oh, yeah, I'm getting them quick. The deception that started in the garden with Brother Will, you ain't told me nothing, man. You just told me some shit that I already know. Okay, let's go to Genesis 3. Now, I can't tell you everything. Otherwise, there's no reason for you to take the series. Even if I did tell you, you still probably, unless you're a sharp cookie, probably wouldn't get it. Get what, Brother Will? Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Let's go to the King Jimmy. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims. Now, again, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. However, I am in the shed, and I'm in the past. That word cherubim, my brothers. That word cherubim, my sisters. In the original text, roof. Keruf. Cherubim means keruf in the Hebrew or the Hebrew. Keruf, it means an angelic type of entity, an angelic being. So that means a plasma being or an orb. So there was an image hovering over. Now, this is what it means. I'm reading from Strong Concordance numbers H3742. Keruf, cherub. It means a imagery figure. It means a sublime celestial being in nature. It's like the hovering over the ark, what it means. Cherub, it means an orb, O-R-B. I'm going to break that down when I talk about plasma beings, because that's you, but you don't know that's you yet. But that part of you been barred from knowing what I know. Why? First of all, what is preventing you from knowing what I know? What preventing me from knowing it until January the 1st of 2009? So something happened on January the 1st of 2009 where I went from darkness. I went from out of darkness into the marvelous light that it talks about in the Helios Biblios. It says that you got to be transferred. You just can't say, hey, I want to be enlightened. That's not how it works. That dog don't hunt. See, you got to be transformed. You got to be transfigured. You got to go out of darkness into his marvelous light. But how do you do it? See, there's a cherub and a flaming sword which turneth every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So you need, we are Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. However, there's a cherub who got this flaming sword that's preventing you from experiencing the tree of life or eternal life. So you need it, but you can't get it. So that flaming sword, we got to break that down. That's some deep esoteric supernatural. That's a deep esoteric supernatural weapon. Now, skull and crossbones, they know what it is. See, our DNA has been programmed to match the New World Order, how can I put this delicately without saying it too much, informing. Information is informing. See, the whole human race, the whole species, if you want to use that term, under a hive mind, they call it mass consciousness. So this hive mind is birthed through a particular bloodline. That's why we got to do the blood series, so you can understand the bloodline. Because everybody that had this blood type, they vibrate on that frequency, and they're part of this group. Now, everybody knows that because all of the royals, all of the celebrities, they all got this particular blood type. Because that blood type is a part of the original. So without overstanding, again, the original bloodline, which is why we got to go back. I've got to go back all the way to the beginning. Because in the beginning of all things, wisdom and knowledge were with the animals. For blank, the one above, did not speak directly to man, but he sent certain animals to tell man that he showed himself through the beast, and that from them and from the stars and from the sun and from the moon should men learn. Now, that's from an ancient text that I'm not at liberty to speak on at this moment, but I will be diverging it during this series as I break down the deception that started in Eden. So when people say that they are the dog whisperer, my boy Caesar Milan, where did he get that from? That's actually legit. The horse whisperer. People, you know, go out into nature. In the beginning, all things, wisdom and knowledge, were given to the animals. And it was given, and it was for certain animals to tell men and to show men. And it was given to the stars and to the sun and to the moon that men should learn from the Mazda Ruth. But, you know, the church say that, hey, astrology is of the devil, brother. But, you know, that's just scratching the surface. See, right now, something happened to you and me. It's called the fall. Our vibration fell. So we fell from one vibratory rate to another vibratory rate. So now we're on a frequency, and this frequency is broadcast via and through our DNA and our spiritual antenna called our spinal cord. Now, your spinal cord is a spiritual antenna that sends out a signal, but the signal has been capped because on top of your spinal cord, there is something called the reptile or the reptilian brain. So the reptile brain sits right on the top of your spinal cord. I wonder why. How convenient. So now we can't receive and transmit through our DNA because it's capped off. The reptile, we can only communicate with him or her or it. So we fell, and then that reptile was activated. So we have been genetically modified, if you want to use that term, or our DNA waveform, which is what we are, plasma form, etheric waveform information that is decoded into our DNA, so that way we know, we don't have to think, we can see, we can perceive, but it's all capped. It's called a telomere. It's inside your DNA. They don't know why it's there. Scientists don't know why telomeres in your DNA. Scientists don't know why you have lumiferous molecules in your body, and scientists don't know why negative blood exists on the planet. They don't know. No doctor can tell you why negative, why does Rh negative exist? Where in the hell is it from? Well, we got to break it down in the blood series so that way you know. Scientists don't know why you got this reptile brain that's sitting on top of underneath the paleo and the neo brain. Because in that brain, again, it's just your survival mechanism. It's tunnel vision. It's the fear. It's the fight or flight mechanism. So they said, well, that brain was held over from Homo Neanderthal or Homo Gargantuan. But we don't need it anymore. It limits our ability to perceive. So our perceptions and our behaviors that form the way that we think are not ours. So the decoding process has been hacked by what some people call the Saturn Moon Matrix. Now, that's another study for another time. We're going to break down the whole, again, from the cross to the cube, so that way you understand the matrix. Because this completely controls the matrix mind. The word matrix actually means, again, hive. So it's like a beehive. Now, you know, the beehive, the queen, you kill the queen, you destroy the beehive. The queen controls the entire hive. So everybody on earth is of this hive mindset. That's why everybody do the same thing. We're all like sheep, according to the Helios Biblos. We're all like sheep, counted for slaughter. No one, the Bible says there's none, no, not one. There's no one Satan loose for that old dragon who has deceived the whole world. How did he do it? I asked the Father, how did he do it? See, you're what is called a robot. You're a humanoid robot. You simply respond to data input information. All I got to do is go over there and pull your strings. Everybody got a string. I go over there and get in your face right now, call you out your name. You are going to respond. Why? The data inside of you. You programmed, homie. You're programmed to respond. I just got to push the right buttons. Okay, so if I call you out your name, that doesn't work. How about I talk about your mama? Oh, that doesn't work. How about I spit in your face? Yeah. I think we, Houston, we may have a problem. I think we may have somebody up the bat. Yeah. How about I come and spit in your face? Everybody got a button. We all do. That's the deception that started in Eden. It is the result of this flaming sword. It's not by happenstance, brother, that you are the way that you are and that you got the pattern that you got. See, I was lost. Now I'm found. But I asked the Father, how did I get lost, and then how did I get found? Because I want to help other people. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you were blank. And now you still may be blank. But you got to ask the Father to help you to stop being blank. And once the Father helps you stop being blank, then you take blank and you go to the bank and you monetize it and you get paid. So let's say you was a prostitute. And for whatever reasons, man, you have to pay, you know, you went into prostitution for whatever, hey, you have to feed my kids, I had to do this, you know, I was abused as a child, whatever happened. So now you're not a prostitute anymore. You went to school, got your education, you got your good job, you left prostitution behind. So if you want to get paid, you need to go back to prostitution. Not to get or to be a prostitute, but to save prostitutes. Not you personally, but your test now has become your test with money. Testimony means test with money. Money. Your testimony is your money, but you left your test because you're ashamed of it. You're like me. You ain't got no money because you ain't got no test. You ain't passed no damn test, homie, so therefore you ain't got no money. Christians go to church because it is an escape mechanism. It's a coping mechanism because they can't pass tests. People who can't pass tests go to church because, again, rich people solve problems. People who pass tests, they live their life linearly. People who can't pass tests, they live their life circularly. Circle comes from the word kirka, which comes from the word church. So you are in a loop, homie, just like me. And you keep repeating the same freaking pattern over and over and over and over, and you will never have a freaking dime until you get your ass off that damn loop and start living your life in a freaking line. You get in line and you stay in line. That's the only reason you ain't got no money, because you're going to Coca. You're inside the circle. Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. The circle of life. Oh, yeah. You just keep your same shitness over and over again. You're in the loop. Because you have not passed the test. So you just keep taking it over and over and over and over again. People ask me all the time, what cured my morality problem? Why did I stop cheating on my life, on my wife? Now, I need you to hear what I'm about to say. People can do drugs, alcohol. I don't give a damn what problem you got. When you realize that your problem is your money, your problem ceases to exist. My wife will never, ever have to worry about me cheating on her, because you playing with my paper, man. You playing with my money. When I figured out that I didn't have no money because I didn't have no test of money, I didn't have no testimony, And the reason I didn't have no testimony, my brothers and sisters, because I didn't have no message. And the reason that I didn't have no message, because my mess didn't have no age. Oh, I was old. But the way they make wine is they put it in a bottle and they ferment it. They let it age. It has to season. See, right now it may not be your season, homie. The book of Ecclesiastes says there's a season for everything. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up. There's a time to live. There's a time to die. There's a time. There's a season. See, that's an old Christian song. It's my season to be blessed. Yeah, y'all heard that song? See, it's my season. I don't know if it's your season, brother. I don't know if it's your season, sister, but all I know is you need to get your mess. You need to season it. You need to get some age. You need to let a little time go by. You need to examine it. See, I took my mess and I went to the Father and I said, why was I so stupid? How come I couldn't read and write? How come I couldn't keep no damn job? I went to the Father and I took my mess and I asked some damn questions and I wanted some answers. I would rather have those answers. I wanted to exit the planet. I did not want to live anymore, but I'd already did everything. So I got a message. And then I went back and I took the test now, and I retook the test again. I said, yeah, bring that hoochie on over here. Bring that temptation on over here, dog. Bring it over here, devil. What you got, brother? Bring it. Bring you, your grandmother, all y'all, every imp, demon. Bring them all. And I kept failing. But guess what? Finally, I took my notes, which was my message. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is how he gets me. He knows that I got a good heart. He knows that I care. So he's going to use that, my strength, against me. Not my morality. I thought I've been focused on the wrong thing. I've been focused on trying to be good. So I started going to church, you know what I'm saying? I started, you know, like doing this, not doing that, you know, doing all stuff, you know, hey, I'm going to keep my little wee-wee in my pocket. And I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to be a good man of God. More demons showed up. It wasn't until causality. What is the cause? What causes a person to be immoral? What causes a man to cheat on his wife? What is the cause, brother? What causes? It ain't got nothing to do with sex. It has the fact that the man is looking to escape. He's trying to run. He's looking to cope. He can't deal with the life that he's in. Because he ain't no man. He know he ain't no man. He don't need no damn woman to tell him if he's a man or not. He can look in the mirror. He know he ain't got no substance. He know he ain't got no character. He can fake the funk. But when he comes home at night, he know he a boy. He's trying to be a man. But he don't know how. So he got to run, just like me. So you got to find a way to cope. So you do drugs. You smoke a little Mary Jane. You go exercise 5 times a day. You're going to do something to run. Because you can't sit at home by yourself, with yourself, and then talk to yourself. Because yourself is going to rat on yourself. And yourself is going to tell yourself, self, you ain't shizness. You got everybody else fooled, but you can't fool yourself. And you ain't got no testimony because you ain't passed no tests. You ain't been nothing. You ain't stayed on no job long enough. You ain't endured nothing. Every time something hit the fan, you run. You a runner. That was me. So I had to stop running. I had to look the devil in the eye, and I did. And I'm doing it. And every day I get up, the devil say, hey, you want to run today, Brother Will? I know you want to run. Come on, dog. Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go, brother. You remember, it was fun out there on them streets, bro. You know, no responsibilities. Think about it, dude. You can just take care of you, yourself, and I. All three of us. We in life is good. Brother Will, let's go. Every day, same demons come back. Brother Will, where you at, bro? You know you want to hit them streets, homie, and stop playing with yourself. You ain't no man of God. Talking about you a master teacher 33. Sit your ass down somewhere. Talking about you're going to do this, that, and the other. You want to help people. Can't even help yourself, brother. Be for real. Yeah, they come back. But every day I got something for them now. I got a message. Yeah, I got a message, brother. I got a message, sister. And until you get one, you ain't no match for them demons. Because they in your head. Nobody can hear them but you. You, yourself, and I. All three of y'all. And they wearing you out. So my job is to assist you with getting through the darkness and getting into the light. That is why this series is one of the most. Now, the blood series is off the chain. Carbon is going to be great. Plasma is going to curl your toes. But this series, when I express, expose, and expand to you, and you understand the depth of what I'm about to express, what are you going to express, Brother Will? Well, let me give you a little sample of what we're going to talk about in this series. See, the biblical underpinnings underneath, if you will, of Genesis chapter 3, verse 24 is one of the most mind-blowing things on earth. See, that word flaming sword. Now, we look at the word cherubim. It has to do with plasma physics. Then we looked up the word, well, we haven't, but let's look up the word flaming. Because this is preventing you from getting into life, not morality, eternal life, getting the telomeres out your DNA. Now, this word is a cookie blower right here. The English word flaming comes from the Greek word lahat. I'm sorry, I said Greek, I meant Hebrew. Second entry, lahat. Lahat. So lahat or lahat, L-A-H-A-T, la and hat, Hebrew. This word for the English word sword, the angelic sword, you know what this word means? Y'all strapped in? It means enwrapping or wrapped about a blaze of magic and enchantment. So I got to break down for you what you probably think that means, which is what I thought it meant, but it wasn't. The skull and crossbones is what the secret, Thalamic Order of the Golden Dawn knows. It's what the Masons know. The Illuminati. It means to hide. But to hide something in a specific manner or a specific way. That has to do with the magic net. Magnetics. Magic arts. Occult arts. The flaming steel. Oh, yeah, all these movies with swords in them. Sword fights, and I like those movies, you know. I just watched the new King Arthur. And in that movie, the King Arthur, guess what they had in there? They had a sword in that movie. Go figure. And this sword only responds to one dude, the king. Nobody could take the sword out of the stone. So as I was watching the movie about King Arthur, King Arthur got his power from his sword. Guess what's keeping you from your power? So I need to break it down so you understand why you ain't got no power. Because God put a sword to prevent you from having power. Now I know what you think. You say, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, dude. I'm going to look it up, man. And I'm going to hell. Okay, yeah, look it up. See, what I'm going to talk about, you can't find on the internet. Because I already Googled it and searched it, and I couldn't find it. So like the stuff I'm going to talk about in the blood series, you can't find on the internet. Because that's, I know, I mean, hey, y'all are smart cookies. Y'all take what I say and go look it up. I'm mad at you. I do the same thing. Well, I'm going to pay this fool $100. I'm going to look it up for myself. Yeah. I guarantee you, you're not going to find nothing about the stuff I'm talking about with the blood gods. You're not going to find on the internet. The stuff that I'm going to be talking about carbon 7, you're not going to find about the internet. The stuff I'm talking about plasma beings, you're not going to find on the internet. Because the powers that be, they ain't going to put it on the internet. You think they're going to tell you the secret? You think Skull and why wouldn't you have to? There's no need for you to join Skull and Crossbones if everything about Skull and Crossbones is on the internet. they put stuff out there on the internet to mislead you. And you read that shizness and you think a 30, you know what 33 degree Mason is? And you know that that's 360 degrees? Everybody think there's only 33 degrees in Freemasonry. And I ain't even know Freemason, and I know that. But can you find it on the internet? No. Freemasons, they took a vow of disembowelment. A Freemason will never talk about the stuff I talk about. That's how you know I'm not a Freemason. If I was a Freemason, I'd be dead already. But see, guess what? I ain't got no damn contract, homie. When you sign a contract. Now, the next series after this one, we're going to talk about soul contracts after we talk about the flaming sword. See, y'all got contracts that y'all signed before you got here that you need to cancel. And I may bring my witch friend on here. I don't know. She's kind of out in that left field. But, yeah, the witches, y'all got to be careful with them because they operated with a different – but they know a lot of shizness. Soul contracts. Now, I have a lot of this stuff already inside of my book, the stuff that you can find on the internet, inside of my book, How to Cancel and Destroy Emotional Cords and Demonic Ties. That's the same thing. But those are different from contracts that you signed before you got here because you can't remember them. So the stuff I talk about is stuff that's in your subconscious, or I'm sorry, your unconscious brain. And it's unconscious because I lived my life unconsciously because I was a moral man in my conscious brain, in my subconscious brain. But unconsciously, I did some crazy stuff. And I hurt people that I love. Like, I really, and the people say, well, there's no way. My wife looking at me with tears in her eyes said, there's no way you can love me and do what you do. There's no way. And I thought about what she said. She said, you know what? Damn, that makes sense. But I do love her, but why would you love somebody and treat them like trash? So I had to go to the Father. Okay, Father, something's wrong. I know I'm not stupid. I mean, I do love her, but yet I'm treating her like trash. Why? Now, I went to the Rev. Dr. Bishops. I read the psychology books, and they told me to take some medication. And then I would treat my wife better. Really? I know a lot of fools on medication. They still treat their wives like trash. So that dog don't hunt. So I had to go to the big G and have to find something that's not written, but it's written in the heart. So that word, again, has to do with magic. Interesting. So there's something that's preventing you from finding the truth, brother. Something that's preventing you from finding the truth, sister. It's a sword. But it's a cherubim that has this flaming. Now let's look at the word sword. Anybody want to blow your cookies? Y'all strapped in? You sure you strapped in? Okay, you strapped in. Let's close with this. The word sword in the original Hebrew. Heriv. Heriv. Which is almost the same word as cherub. So that word again, where we get the English word sword, in the original text, it means having significance. It means sharp or edge. So there is something, there is an orb of enchantment that has significance. That's why you don't know the truth. That's what's preventing you from knowing the truth. Now, I need to tell you what that orb of enchantment that has significance is. You may think you know, because I thought I knew. I'm like, oh, yeah, that just means occult magic and stuff. That means this, that means, That's not it. But we're going to break it down. Brothers and sisters, there is a reason why you're in the predicament that you're in. It's not by accident. It's by design. Black man, especially black man. Black man, hear me, black man. You're a black man. You're a Latino man. You're a melanated man. Men, there's a reason why you don't feel like the man at home. Ain't got nothing to do with your wife. Ain't got nothing to do with the size of your pecker. And ain't got nothing to do with the amount of money in your pocket. It has to do with the disposition in your head. That pattern is not by accident. That pattern is placed there and it is kept there by the Saturn Moon Matrix. That frequency overrides your God-ordained code. We need to decode it. Because the deception that started in the garden, that deception is still permeating in earth today. And the flaming sword is being used to keep you from oscillating in life. So it's going to be 3 weeks, 4 weeks before we get to this series. Each series is about a week. Take a couple of days off. We'll start the next series. All of these series from now until the end of this year are going to be some very cookie-blowing series. Because, again, everything that I know on a deeper level, I'm going to share with you so that way you understand why, what, when, and how. And why I say I pray to the big G. Things will make sense. And why Constantine's Messiah, he's not going to do you no good when you deal with real devils and real demons. Trust me. Well, don't trust me. You'll find out for yourself. Because your test coming. If you ain't ready to do it, trust me. You're on the circle. It's going to come back around. Get off this circle of life. And get on the line. Live your life linearly. Start and keep moving forward. Don't stop. Don't get out of line. Don't take no freaking break. Don't make no loop back around. Start and keep moving. Keep going. No matter how fast, the race is not won to the swift, but the race is won by he or to whom that endureth to the end. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. Hey, that was a song, wasn't it? The Bible says walk in the spirit. Doesn't say nothing about the flesh. Walk in the spirit. Walk in the ether. Walk in the plasma. Walk. It didn't say run. Walk. This ain't no sprint. So we take our time. Make sure our feet is firmly planted on the truth. Not a truth, but the truth, according to 2 Thessalonians. Because that's the only way you don't suffer from the delusion. That's the only way you can avoid the deception, is if you have the love of the truth. So every morning I wake up, I just pray one prayer. Heavenly Father, I don't care what the truth is. I have no allegiance to no tradition. So that cuts out 90% of humanity right there. 90% of humanity, on that statement, they can't pray that prayer. 90%. That means 9 out of 10 people cannot make the statement that I just made. Because your allegiance is to your tradition. Your allegiance is to your race. Your allegiance is to your family. Your allegiance is to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Your allegiance is to some cult. I don't have, now there's no pact between lions and men. My allegiance is to the line of Judah. Period. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because if you don't have an allegiance to the truth, again, Achruman is your friend. Achruman, that means evil brother. Don't believe me? Look it up. Brothers and sisters, this series is going to be a cookie blower. Email me, masterteacher33.com, gmail.com. Let me know, Doc, when you roll this one out, brother, I want to be on board. That way I got your email. I know as soon as I get ready to do this series to send you the info. First of all, you need to be a part of the Blood series. Now, again, everybody that takes the previous series get a discount on the next series. So it's beneficial to take the series because as we go down the road, you get more and more discounts. And so by the end, we move down the road, hopefully the cost will be almost zero by the time we get to Christmas time because you've been participating in all the other series. So brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue and guide you in all truth because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the samples sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.